WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. Beautiful sunrise out there. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County Commissioners held the first of what will be two public hearings this week on the proposed closures of two railroad crossings south of Welburn off FM 2154. Monday night, most of the more than 30 speakers were against closing Wade and Stroud Roads.
What you're doing is plonking an industrial facility in an area which is clearly has a future as a residential area. Why can't you consider somewhere else?
If you're really concerned about safety, eliminate cars ever going over that track at all, ever.
We would by closing the crossing.
No, open green spray like you're saying and make it a grade separation.
Texas A&M University paid for both of those grade separations at Old Main Street and at Joe Route.
I've been, how they say, screwed once. It looks like I'm getting it again, this time without any Vaseline.
Another public hearing will be held Thursday starting at 5 in the commissioner's meeting room. Local women who are the victims of domestic violence have another way to share. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons has announced more than 100 salon professionals have gone through a program called Cut It Out. Participants include Priscilla Flores of Funky Chaveau Hair Studio.
We are really excited because we want to be able to give our clients and women that we work with on a daily basis the outlet and the place to go if they need that help. Our stylists are here, and they're super excited about being part of this program.
Salon professionals are taught to recognize warning signs, then safely refer victims to local resources. Two College Station roommates could use some home improvement of their own after an argument led to one being stabbed with a cordless power drill. Police were called Monday evening to the residence east of Texas Avenue across from Longmire Park. 38-year-old Arnulfo Ramon Jimenez was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim's injuries were non-life-threatening. An out-of-towner is headed to prison for running a pair of scams in Bryan and property crimes in other parts of the state.
There were 13 criminal charges against 29-year-old Desmond Robinson. In a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, he was sentenced to 6 years in the most recent case, where he admitted to creating a bogus company in Bryan, where he stole money from stamping companies in Houston and Austin. Robinson also admitted to violating probation on prior convictions for not paying contractors for work done on a home in Bryan that he did not own. Robinson, who lived in Edna between Victoria and El Campo, was also ordered to pay restitution of more than $37,000. According to local jail records, there's a state hold to serve a 10-year sentence in another case, and Harris County wants him for property crimes and set a bond of $800,000 in that matter. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M University is applying to host a 2016 presidential debate.
Really, a lot of people are working on this, students, faculty, members of staff at Texas A&M, and also people from our community, from our county government, from local law enforcement, and from our independent school districts.
Jose Bermudez, Associate Provost for Strategic Planning, says hosting one of the four debates in fall 2016 would be a great opportunity for not only the community, but the university.
Well, it's a really incredible opportunity to showcase all the wonderful things that are going on at Texas A&M and the great strides that have been made at this university over the last few years.
Bermudez says several factors are taken into consideration when selecting a host site, including facilities, transportation, and security. Applications are due in March. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, it's 7:10 and 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at the bottom of the hour or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their end-of-year floor model sale going on right now. It's the biggest sale of the year. You'll find huge savings throughout the store. Amish Furniture is reducing their inventory and extending the savings onto you. But hurry, the sale is only through the end of December. It's the biggest sale of the year. Amish Furniture for Generations end-of-year floor model sale. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Some patchy fog in the forecast for today. Other than that, mostly sunny, high 65 to 70. It'll be clear through the overnight, maybe a little bit of fog by morning, a low of 45. Tomorrow, any sun will give way to increasing clouds. By late in the day, we could see a shower, 65. Cloudy tomorrow night, the chance of a shower, lows near 45. Lots of clouds, cooler Thursday with a chance for a shower and a high of 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with eight Aggies selected either as All-American, All-SEC. We'll share that with you here in just a bit. Monday Night Football from last night, and Johnny Manziel may get the nod this weekend. All that and more in sports. We'll knock it out for you about 7:50.
I mean, have we had a guy get on television and on the radio and wring his hands over who his starting quarterback's going to be more than this coach from Cleveland?
No.
I mean, come on. Just pull the trigger. If that's who it's going to be, then that's fine. And if not, it's all about business anyway. I mean, yeah, we'd all like to see Johnny start. But you know what? It's about business. It's about winning. And this guy, I got to talk to the team. I got to do this. I need to go home. Maybe people want to go ahead and put it on Twitter. I mean, what? Come on. That's what he gets paid for, to decide who the head, who the starting quarterback is.
He's a 22-year-old quarterback. Why are we so worried?
I'm
glad he's out of college and making money. I was really worried he was going to get hurt.
There are a lot of people here just glad he's out of college. Okay. You have to log onto the internet every day and go, what happened? Oh, everything's okay. All right, so there. So, yeah, it's Cleveland's problem now.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did it, but a company called Game It decided to find out the dullest store for holiday shopping.
Ooh.
I don't know how you qualify. Look, how many stores are there? Where do you begin? Anyway, Game It has found the dullest store for holiday shopping. Number six is the Salt and Pepper Shaker Museum gift shop in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Number five would be the Idaho Potato Museum gift shop. It's a potato. What else can you do, right? The Kansas Barbed Wire Museum gift shop. Number four in La Crosse, Kansas. You may know where that is.
Right? I'm betting Bill's been there.
Bill Oliver's probably been there. He's probably done a story on it, as a matter of fact. Number three, the Dr. Samuel D. Harris National Museum of Dentistry gift shop. Okay.
I bet you that's a humdinger.
Number two would be the Men's Girdle Store.
Pardon me?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we have a pattern here in number six through number two that there's a certain amount of esoterica involved, right? The number one dullest store, according to Game It, is the National Museum of Funeral History Museum store in Houston.
Oh, that's in our backyard.
I had no idea. Did you know that?
Yep. I didn't know it was the dullest for holiday shopping, but I knew it was there.
Been there?
No. Yeah. Well, the guy that was the starting linebacker on our football team was going because apparently there's a huge embalmer school in Houston.
Hey, hey.
And it's, like, renowned for it.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, it's got to be somewhere, right?
I'm dying to go myself.
The Funeral
that
Museum's
bad.
In-house gift shop and online. Yeah, I've just ignored it. Online stores sell such tempting items as the $75 book on the history of American funeral directing.
Boy, I bet you that's riveting.
Yeah, yeah. All those guys and gals pretty much look alike. And a $25 book called President Gerald R. Ford Funeral Service. Browsers,
another real page turner.
Browsers can also buy a baseball cap. Dang.
If Turbyville still worked here, that'd be a Christmas present for him, a gimme cap from the funeral museum.
So you'd just be bored to death?
Thank you.
Bored stiff?
A mug or a tombstone-shaped magnet emblazoned with the museum's slogan, "Any day above ground is a good one."
Yay!
Wow. Well, I had no idea.
We may need a field trip, guys.
I had no idea that was going on. Times Person of the Year, they've got it down to a short list. Now, I don't know if this is supposed to be a trial balloon or what. Do they float these names out here and we see what the reaction of the general public is? Because that never stopped Time before.
No.
Based on some of the selections they've made.
Yeah.
But here we go. These are the finalists for Time's 2014 Person of the Year. Taylor Swift. Pootie Poot. The Ferguson Protesters. The Ebola Caregivers. Jack Ma, who is the CEO of Alibaba. Tim Cook, who is the CEO of Apple. Kurdish President Barzani. Or National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Cool. Oh,
what a terrible slate. Yeah.
And just so that you know, can you even name who the winner in 2013 was?
No.
Yeah, of course not. Pope Francis.
Yeah, this year's list is maximum suckitude. Yeah. There's nothing in there that's...
Winner will be announced tomorrow. Okay, excuse me. The final decision. It's not a winner. The final decision will be tomorrow.
My money's on the Ferguson protester. That's what they're going
with. Yeah, you're probably right. Walgreens wrapping paper causing a bit of a problem. They've recalled the product. It has a swastika in it.
For Hanukkah. It's Hanukkah wrapping paper.
Oh. Customer in Walgreens store in Northridge, California happened to notice the pattern on the familiar paper. Made a swastika. So she said something to the store employee. Pretty quick response from the company nationwide. Company's already put measures in place to keep people from being able to purchase the items. A store spokesperson said the company's working on getting all the offensive wrapping paper out of their stores across the country.
I want to be in the front office for that one.
Well, because someone...
We did. What?
Yeah, look, someone designed it, and there's two issues here. One... It used to be a cross or
exactly.
a religious symbol.
You're right. Yes.
But also, I work with patterns a lot. Our graphic designer, Garrett Crawford, does a lot, too. And anytime you apply a rotational transformation four times and it makes it 360 degrees, you could end up with something like that.
Hello?
You mean Honey Boo Boo's mama didn't make the cut for Time Person of the Year?
Amazing. The human thumb is not on that list. No, you're not. Just look at her face. You'll know what I mean. Yes, I understand.
It
you're
could
exactly
be an
right.
accident, but yeah, if it's going to offend people, take it.
Sure. Out. Oh, yeah. No, you do it quickly. Gosh, this won't offend people at all. Beer, hot dogs, and Jesus. That's right. Excuse me, hot wings. Beer, hot wings, and Jesus. In an effort to reach the unchurched, River Chase United Methodist Church plans to launch a new worship service at Buffalo Wild Wings in Hoover, Alabama. And since waiters and bartenders will be preparing to open for business, the atmosphere may not be conducive to the church's praise music. There's no band, you see. The service
it's
will
a jukebox.
Start. Yeah, 9:45, conclude about 10:30. That's before the early kickoffs on the games, I guess. Restaurant customers are allowed in at 11, so... There you go. Somebody was going to do that someplace with McDonald's. They were going to.
Yeah, I remember that.
Going to do a Big Macs and that.
Speaking of restaurants, did you see what happened at TGI Fridays?
Oh, no.
In New Jersey,
yeah,
they have a drone that flies around the Fridays.
Okay.
That carries a clump of mistletoe under it.
Oh, okay.
And it will fly and hover over you while you're, you know, having your mozzarella sticks.
Uh-huh.
And you can kiss whomever.
Whomever.
Well, okay. they sent a reporter in to do a story.
Uh-huh.
And the reporter swears that the drone chipped a piece of her nose off.
What?
Yeah.
Nicely done.
But the guy flying the drone said, no, she asked me to land it on her arm. When it got close, she flinched. And there's a picture. It looks like just a little cut on her nose, but she swears it's a chunk.
It's good publicity for both of them,
yep.
right? Can't beat that. All right. Discovery's Eaten Alive. This was the thing where I was going to do a story on it yesterday, didn't get around to it. Some guy was going to be eaten by a snake, right? Swallowed live, and
yes.
he put on some suit which would protect him as he moved through the snake.
Correct.
4.1 million viewers on Sunday night, making it the most watched Discovery Nature program since 2010's Life.
And 4 million of them are pissed.
Yes. Paul Rosalie attempted to be swallowed by an anaconda in this snake-proof suit. Eaten Alive also drove a lot of social activity as well. But a lot of it centered on the fact that he ultimately...
He tapped out.
Didn't get started at all. What did he say? The boa constrictor had wrapped around his arm and it hurt his arm, and so he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he was afraid it was going to break his arm.
That's, yeah. So as a result, and here's what I'm thinking. I heard the story last night that he had bailed on it. If I'm an advertiser in that, the deal is this thing was recorded months ago. It's not like it was a live event. It's not the same as when Evel Knievel popped the chute over the Snake River Canyon,
right.
You know. Because as soon as he cleared the gantry, boom, he, you know, pulled the chute, so we knew that that was a scam. But this thing was recorded, was edited, was all put together, multi-shots, lots of people in production. They were somehow able to keep this thing quiet, and they sold a buku advertising on it. And you're right, the people are mad, and I'd have to think advertisers are mad. Don't know. What it does is I think it hurts Discovery for a long time. If they try to come up with anything that's going to be credible, you're going to see that maybe they were just in it for the bucks.
Oh, without question.
Yeah. Coming up in the next half hour, the most popular gift cards. Can't do anything about it. People buy them, so, you know, no grousing. Just saying. Former British public health minister Ann Milton has told, quote, large-bottomed commuters to lose weight if they want to sit on the narrow train seats. The member of parliament who has campaigned against obesity was on a commuter train one morning this week when soon tweeted about being squashed by a very large-bottomed man. Just saying. That's going to be your mission, and you have to know that if you're out amongst the public, you're going to be around some fat people. Hackers, you know, we know the story about the Sony hackers or whoever they and wherever they came from, and thousands of clearly labeled computer, financial, and social media usernames and passwords were exposed along with all those salaries for stars that we heard about. The exposed Sony passwords were included in a file directory that was called Password.
Yep.
The directory held 139 Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, zip files, PDFs containing thousands of passwords to Sony's internal computers, their social media accounts, and their web service accounts. Most of the files were plainly labeled with titles like passwordlist.xls or YouTube logon passwords. Sometimes you bring it on yourself.
I mean, it's hard to call that a hack when you pretty much got a sign out in front of your house saying, free stuff inside,
that's
door
right.
Unlocked.
Here it is, right there. Besides passwords for the social media accounts on the movies, the Sony movies, like The Social Network, the passwords on Sony's corporate and research services, passwords to servers and data services, their story department's password for Amazon and FedEx, and even personal passwords for places like Google and American Express that apparently were not related to Sony's corporate side.
Hey, Kevin, how's your new password treating you?
Shut up.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Good morning. It's 726. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Pretty nice weather today. 65 will be our high temperature. Winds will be out of the north at about 5 miles an hour. 46 tonight. Then tomorrow, middle 60s. Same thing for Thursday. And the winds will be out of the south both days, so it'll feel pretty nice. Slight chance of showers on Wednesday night, Thursday and Thursday night at 20%. We're at 67 on Friday and 72 on Saturday. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 5, 93% relative humidity, and we've got 43 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Olivia, 61, is one of the 6 million people who got insurance under Obamacare last year. The insurance company she ended up with assigned her to a primary care doctor. AP reports that last month, Olivia tried to see her doctor and learned that this doctor was never part of Obamacare. The doctor's office has been trying to no avail to get their name off the Obamacare list of providers. So Olivia was assigned a new primary care doctor, but when she tried calling the new doctor to make an appointment, she never got a call back. And she's not alone. This is happening a lot out there. Recent study by the Physicians Foundation found that 81% of doctors report their practices are overextended or operating at full capacity. 44% of them said they plan to reduce the number of patients they see, stop seeing new patients, work part-time hours, or just quit. Now, while this is happening, in order to live within Obamacare cost control mandates, insurance companies are limiting the number of doctors in their plans. And the number of new doctors coming out of medical school, nowhere near enough to keep up with the demand. Now, if you put all of this together, you have a perfect storm in the making. Doctor shortages are growing, patient time waiting to see doctors increasing, and fewer are entering the profession. It's too bad nobody warned Americans this would happen under Obamacare. Oh, wait, somebody did. Who was it? Ah, gee. Can't remember. Somebody did.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Jason Byinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, AggielandRealEstate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The proposed closing of two railroad crossings south of Welborn continues to draw opposition and resignation from area homeowners. Brazos County commissioners heard from more than 30 speakers Monday night during the first of two public hearings, most from the Duck Haven and Saddle Creek subdivisions, where homes are valued at more than $350,000.
I really like the plan. I think it's a good one if it really happens.
It was nice to be in the country, but I don't think that's going to last for much longer. So we're going to have to make some changes. There's no way around it.
This is their property. They've had it for hundreds of years. Guess what? They're going to build it. We need to work with these guys. We need to stop throwing them under the bus and asking them to move it to some other county. This thing has been through College Station. That's why we get our name from it.
Your offer's on the table. I'm going to be frank with you. Your offer stinks. We, the citizens of the Welborn community out there, we want to keep Wade Road open. We want to keep Straub Road open.
Another opportunity to speak is Thursday at 5 in the commissioner's meeting room. On the table is closing Straub and Wade Roads. In exchange, commissioners would buy land to extend Greensbury Trail west from Welborn to IGN Road. Union Pacific would pay for building the crossing, and TxDOT would put traffic signals and turn lanes at Welborn and Greensbury Trail. An argument between roommates turned violent Monday evening, leaving one with non-life-threatening injuries and the other charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. College Station police responded to the disturbance in the 3000 block of Texas Avenue across from Longmire Park. They say the weapon of choice for 38-year-old Arnolfo Roman Jimenez was a cordless power drill. Bryan police made two arrests on arson charges last weekend.
A Houston man's accused of causing almost $20,000 damage to an apartment near Blinn College Sunday morning. Bryan police reported College Edge Apartments a fire extinguisher exploded after it was set on top of a stove. When officers entered, they smelled the residue from the fire extinguisher, which was compared to an airbag being activated. They saw a microwave melting over the stove that was dripping plastic onto the burners that were still on. Linoleum flooring was burned to the concrete, and two exterior glass doors were shattered. They also found running water in a bathroom where the toilet and water lines were broken, and copper wiring and refrigerant lines were ripped out of the air conditioning unit. Officers found the occupant, who appeared calm but was under the influence of something. He was eating a hot dog while raw hamburger was in flames on another red-hot burner. 19-year-old Drew Lokeridge Fletcher is also accused of damaging two parked cars. On New Year's Day, 911 received a call from a woman living in a fourplex on Cypress Bend Drive off Finfeather west of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. According to the arrest report, she heard the man say he was going to burn down the house. Moments later, dispatchers heard the smoke alarm. Law enforcement extinguished the fire, which was started after a phone book was placed on top of a stove. Last Friday, 56-year-old Carl Felton of Bryan was arrested. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There's another way for women to report domestic violence. It's as close as more than 100 local salon professionals. They've completed training in the Cut It Out program, organized by Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons.
Because of the intimate nature of the relationship between salon professionals and their clients, they can often spot the signs of physical abuse and others may never ever see.
Charlotte Green of Chrome, a salon experience, is among those who have gone through the training.
And I'm extremely thankful that the salon community has been asked to be a part of this, because we all are the people that women are seeking out to make themselves look good and feel better. And I think we always go to a place where we feel better when we're in trouble. I would just like to say thank you from the entire salon community for believing and trusting in us and allowing us to touch the lives of thousands of women.
The training helps the salon professionals recognize warning signs of domestic violence among clients, colleagues, friends, and family, then safely refers victims to local resources. Presidential or vice presidential candidates in 2016 could be coming to Texas A&M.
People from A&M and the community are working on an application to host one of four presidential debates in fall of 2016. Jose Bermudez, Associate Provost for Strategic Planning, says several factors are considered.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the suitability of the facilities and the infrastructure in the university and in the community. So the ability to host, for example, 3,000 journalists visiting from across the world, to provide internet access, hospitality, transportation, to be able to work with the Secret Service and other law enforcement agencies to provide security for the candidates.
Bermudez says another piece is the educational value of hosting the debate and how it can be used to enhance the student experience at A&M. Applications are due in March. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor-elect Greg Abbott revealed the top priorities for his upcoming administration, the top four being education, border security, infrastructure.
I want to ensure that we usher in a new era of economic development in Texas. If all we do is to accomplish the other agenda items, more and more businesses will be knocking down the door.
Abbott says he would also like to find ways to reduce the tax burden and regulatory costs. WTAW News time is 7:37. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5500.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Let Royalty Pecan Farms take the hassle out of your holiday shopping. They can gift wrap fresh, locally grown Texas pecans and ship them to your business associates and loved ones. Choose from natural or flavored pecans, or pick up a handmade Royalty Pecan pie or other baked goods for your holiday get-togethers. Shopping is easy online as well at royaltypecans.com, where you can order pecans, pies, breads, corporate gifts, and more. Don't forget, the gift shop is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Good morning, it's 7:39, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for 30 years, now offering polyurethane concrete raising for driveways, sidewalks, or patios. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are unseasonable numbers.
Any patchy fog will give way to sunshine today. Our temperatures a mild 65 to 70 this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows near 45. Sun will fade tomorrow as clouds increase. We could get a shower later in the day, a high of 65. It'll be fairly cloudy tomorrow night. There's the chance for a shower. Lows will be around 45. Thursday clouds, the potential for a shower and turning cooler. Highs Thursday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Johnny Manziel maybe getting the nod to start for the Cleveland Browns. Also, Seven plus A&M athletes named to all SEC or all American squads. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in just a bit.
Yeah, but nobody on the first team SEC football team. You know, last year we had a couple.
Yep.
I
was a little surprised Miles Garrett didn't do better.
Yeah, well, he's a freshman. It's tough. Tough league. Tough league.
No, without question.
So how is your password doing for you?
Shut up. Both of you.
We had a discussion about passwords a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick decided to try to help out.
Well, because, you know, Kevin broadcast it to the entire listening audience.
That his password was ABC123.
No, that's not what it was.
Oh, okay. But anyway.
It was change me.
There.
And it got changed.
There. So done.
And now what it says is something about Patrick that I can't say on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Hooray. Yeah.
But it's something he obviously can remember. So there.
Which is it the most now.
Most important part of a password is that you can remember it at the proper time. Okay, so here we go. WordSpy, this is the website that tracks new words just so you can use them. They have a new word now for a renovation undertaken while on vacation. That would be a renovation. Okay. A photo or a video taken from a drone would, of course, be a dronestagram. A TV show or film genre that features stereotypical depictions of rural people, particularly those who might be from the U.S. American South, would be hickstoyplation.
Love that.
Confusion caused by an overabundance of information about nutrition and diet advice would be confudition. Confusion. Now, and who serves you a drink at a bar?
A bartender.
So, who serves you cannabis at a cannabis shop? A budtender. I didn't say I wrote them. I'm just telling you that that's what's out there. Just so you'll know.
Hey, Scott, do you have a joke for us?
Really? You're going to give him a setup?
I want a chance for him to redeem himself.
Sure. There are two guys fishing in a boat, okay? And one of them hooks a frog. And he pulls the frog up, and he doesn't want a frog, so he takes him out and he throws him back in the water. He says, swim away, little frog, and have a wonderful life. Frog turns around and says, I'm a magic frog. You can have any wish you want. He said, I wish this entire lake was beer. Poof. It became beer. Other guy he's fishing with goes, way to go, Einstein. Now we got to pee in the boat. Thank you. Hello?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25.
Mm-hmm.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesday. That it's not going to be that way every morning.
It is.
I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff, you know, that's not that pressing.
Okay.
Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. One more problem with you, girl. Hey. I mean, I'm not even working you hard today, okay?
That's Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I didn't even know who she was until last Thursday. So.
Oh, she's a huge... She's one of the ones I was watching with my daughter.
She's a little short person who's huge,
tiny.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
But she was on Victorious first.
Oh, was she? Well, she was on some...
Sam and Cat.
Yeah. I know. She was on some Christmas show I got hooked into watching on Saturdays, which is really pretty lousy, but anyway. There you go.
For a little bitty thing, she makes a lot of noise.
She does. And she's on some show tonight. I don't remember what it is. Sons of Anarchy is over tonight, season finale. If you watch it, you know that. But if you don't, then now you know.
I have the entire season DVR'd, and I haven't been able to watch one of them yet.
There you go. Amazon testing quick delivery in big cities. Have you seen this? You know, they wanted to use the drone things. FAA is obviously going to put the kibosh on that. So now maybe bike messengers? They've been testing the idea of using bike messengers to help deliver packages within an hour in New York City. course, Bike Messenger's been going on for a long time.
So you could get your ugly Christmas sweater before you would a pizza.
Exactly right. I mean, well, let's talk about what our priorities are. Oh, the global output of durum wheat now has fallen to a 13-year low. That's a problem for pasta lovers. The smaller harvest, which is pretty much a pasta ingredient and pretty much the bulk of the expense having to do with pasta, means we can look for prices to go up, near record prices, as a matter of fact, as consumers are already paying high prices, but you look for, you used to be able to buy a box of pasta for, you know, 88 cents.
Yeah.
Can't be doing that anymore. Durum, very high gluten content, which is the glue that kind of holds the pasta together and gives it the al dente that you want. Prices on durum wheat have jumped 71% in 2014. Goodness.
Is that how you say it, by the way?
What's that?
Al dente?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been saying it wrong.
Oh, well,
for 40 years.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just, you know,
I trust you, especially with food.
Hello. What's that mean?
I love a pasta.
Yeah.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If I asked your children to tell me about Santa Claus, what would they say? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Now, I know there are many ways parents have told their children about this jolly old elf, but however you've approached it in your family, be sure to tell your kids about the real Saint Nick. There actually was a person named St. Nicholas in the 4th century who was well known for his deep compassion for those in need. He was a humble man who relied on secrecy to avoid receiving praise for his kindness. According to tradition, he once rescued 3 young women whose father had no money for their dowry. He snuck into the family's home one night and left gold coins in the girls' stockings, which were drying by the fireplace. Sound familiar? Well, this historic figure is, of course, where we get our modern version of the chubby fellow in the red suit, who gives gifts and loads up stockings on Christmas Eve. The original Saint Nick is also a good reminder of the heart of the season. It really is about gifts, but not just the kind you put under a tree. It's about a baby born in a manger, given as a gift to all mankind. It's about giving out of any abundance we may have to someone else less fortunate. It's about caring for people in need and making their world a little brighter. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly, and have a very Merry Christmas.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Oh.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor. We're going to take a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. We'll start you off with the Texas A&M Awards Ceremony, or at least kind of. Five Texas A&M football players were selected to the Associated Press All-SEC team. Second-teamers were senior offensive tackle Cedric Obuehi, senior place kicker Josh Lambeau, sophomore wide receiver Josh Reynolds, and true freshman Miles Garrett, while true freshman wide receiver return specialist Speedy Noyle received honorable mention kudos. On the ladies' side for the award ceremony, senior Say Groom and Megan Strait were named to the National Soccer Coaches Association of America All-American team. Head soccer coach G. Guerrieri called his senior class the cream of the crop.
This was a class that really made an impact from the first day that they stepped on campus. You know, they're a lot of fun to be around. I think that they've helped to propel our name and our brand, with what Texas A&M soccer plays like. We've always wanted to be a strong attacking team, and with gritty defenders and people that, you know, represent Texas A&M well on the field, in the classroom, in the community. And they've done that.
Groom was named to the NSCAA All-American first team, while Strait was selected for the second team. And last but certainly not least in terms of awards, Texas A&M junior guard Alex Caruso was named co-SEC Player of the Week. The College Station native averaged 17.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and 3.5 steals over the week. And speaking of men's hoops, after a two-year hiatus, the Battle of the Brazos returns to the hardwood tonight as the Aggies head the 88 miles north to Waco to take on the Bears at the Farrell Center. Pregame at 7:30 with an 8 o'clock tip-off on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Ladies are in action as well. They're ranked fourth in the country, and they're looking for win at number 10 in a row, which would match the nation's longest active winning streak. They'll head to Old Southwest Conference foe SMU at the Moody Coliseum tonight. Pregame in Dallas starts at 6:30 with a 7 o'clock tip-off on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. In Monday Night Football, the Packers blew things open in the fourth quarter.
Jordy to the post, 60 yards to the south end zone of Lambeau Field, and the Packers break it open, 40-24.
Aaron Rodgers threw for 327 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Packers beat the Atlanta Falcons 43-37. That keeps a one-game lead in the NFC North for the Pack. Jordy Nelson grabbed 2 scoring passes. Eddie Lacy had a couple touchdowns to help the 10-3 Packers earn their 5th straight win. The Falcons do remain tied with New Orleans, however, for the NFC South lead.
Winner of the Heisman Memorial Trophy is...
The 3 finalists have been named for the 80th Heisman Trophy to be presented in New York on Saturday. Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota, Alabama receiver Amari Cooper, and Wisconsin running back Melvin Gordon are in the running for college football's highest honor. Mariota and Cooper both helped their teams advance to the college football playoff semifinals, and Gordon led the nation with 236 yards rushing and 26 touchdowns. Back to the hardwood with the Associated Press Top 25, Kentucky is a unanimous number one team. The Wildcats claimed 64 first-place votes after improving to 9-0 with a win against number 7 Texas. Duke is second, followed by Arizona, Louisville, and Wisconsin. And finally, Johnny Football may get the nod. Mike Pettine admitted Monday that changes may be coming in Cleveland when he decides who the starting quarterback is, either Johnny Manziel or Brian Hoyer, for the Browns-Bengals game this Sunday.
It's natural to lean the other way, given the results, but still want to make sure we do our due diligence and like I said, get a chance to talk to everybody involved with it.
Pettine said the staff would meet yesterday evening about whether to stick with Hoyer or give Manziel a shot at his first start against the Bengals, but he was not prepared to comment on who the starter would be until he talked to the players first. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. Visitingangels.com.
This holiday season, give an exquisite gift that lasts forever. Troll Beads bangles are specially handcrafted using the finest materials on earth. While this gift will last forever, their special holiday offer won't. Buy a Troll Beads bangle this December 8th through December 31st and get two stoppers and an Italian glass bead free. Come and see their collection at The Cottage, 107 South Baylor in Brenham, and embellishments by The Cottage, 900 Harvey Road in College Station. Troll Beads, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Kevin O'Connor. Blue Baker and WTAW want to thank everyone that has selected a Christmas angel. Now it's time to get shopping for your angel and return the gifts. Remember, the deadline to return the gifts is Wednesday. After you shop for your angel, wrap the presents and return them to either Blue Baker location. Your time and generosity make a huge difference. Thanks to you, over 500 local children will have a wonderful Christmas morning. So return your gifts by Wednesday to the Blue Baker on Dominic or University Drive. And thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Let Royalty Pecan Farms take the hassle out of your holiday shopping. They can gift wrap fresh, locally grown Texas pecans and ship them to your business associates and loved ones. Choose from natural or flavored pecans, or pick up a handmade Royalty Pecan pie or other baked goods for your holiday get-togethers. Shopping is easy online as well at royaltypecans.com, where you can order pecans, pies, breads, corporate gifts, and more. Don't forget, the gift shop is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
About 3 minutes still, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I'll have another joke before 8 o'clock, I'm just telling you. This actually will be a joke where we may let Patrick try to guess the punchline. Okay. All right, here we go. It's the top most wanted gift cards. We don't do 10. The list is 20. We're going to do all 20, just so you know.
What?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Why not? I mean, you know. So the 20 most wanted gift cards for 2014. Number 20 is Dick's Sporting Goods, which is new on the list this year. Number 19 is Victoria's Secret. Number 18, Walgreens. Number 17, which is new on the list this year, which is surprising to me, I think, Toys R Us. Number 16 is Macy's. 15 is Best Buy. Then CVS comes in at 14, followed by ahead of them is JCPenney. Trader Joe's, which we don't have. Where, Conroe, is that the nearest Trader Joe's, you know?
Yeah, over in the Woodlands.
Yeah, number 11 is Kohl's. Number 10 is Target. Number 9 is TJ Maxx. Number 8, Bed, Bath, and Beyond. Number 7 is Costco. Here are your top 6. Sears? Really? Wow. Sears, number 6. Number 5, Starbucks. Number 4, Walmart, which was number 1 last year. They're number 4. Number 3 is Amazon. Number 2 is Lowe's. And number 1 is Home Depot. So there you go. Which is, you know, which makes sense, I think. Don't want to be sexist, but I mean, they're kind of man-centric places.
Yeah.
And so you want to buy Dad something, or maybe Dad has a project that he wants to do, and he wants to have something, and you don't, you know, there's nothing worse than buying Dad a tool that's less than what he wants, you know? That's the worst thing in the world. You go, oh, it's one of those, huh? Because he knew he was looking at something that could do 10 things as opposed to just one. Those that dropped off the list, the Darden restaurants, that's Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse and Red Lobster, Subway and McDonald's, and Marshall's and Panera Bread. So there you are. Well, Patrick, you know, you asked me to tell a joke, and I told a joke. It's my default joke, in case you didn't know.
Oh, no, I've heard it's been told for a while.
It has. It's been told maybe for 20 years. But nonetheless, I figured I needed to come up with another joke. So here in just a minute, I'm going to do the joke, and you get to guess what the punchline is.
Worst game show ever.
I'm not going to put any pressure on you, but, you know. Anyway, high temperature today, about 65 degrees. Low tonight will be around 46. We'll continue to have gradually warming temperatures as we head on through the weekend. And Saturday is ideal, although not really for Christmas time. 72 and winds out of the south.
So now we're teasing that we're going to suck in a little
bit. I was going to say, I thought the joke started with the weather.
Oh, no, no. 43 degrees.
Coming up in just a bit, we're going to be really bad, so make sure you listen.
Okay, so you ready? I mean, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do the punchline.
All right.
All right. It's a joke about magic, okay? A Spanish-speaking magician said, I am going to disappear on the count of three, okay? The crowd, hush falls over the crowd. He goes, uno, dos, and he disappeared without a
trace.
Come on. Come on. You were raised in San Antonio.
I was terrified of the clock, which is slowly ticking.
He disappeared without a trace. Thank you. WTAW College.